GOP Representative Murphy calls for more H-1B doctors. By Neil Munro on August 11, 2025. A GOP representative caused a national uproar on Friday when he urged government officials to import more foreign doctors to treat sick Americans. The issue blew up when Representative Greg Murphy, RNC, reversed his July opposition to the use of migrant doctors. H-1B visas are critical for helping alleviate the severe physician shortage this nation faces, Dr. Murphy tweeted August 8. We cannot train enough American doctors fast enough. We can't let lack of knowledge of the importance of this program affect patient care. 3 weeks prior, he had tweeted. Extremely disturbing trend is allowing physicians trained overseas to practice in the U.S. while American training. Medical education overseas is not of the same quality as that in the U.S. Patients will suffer. Critics said Murphy's change of view was prompted by donations. But he likely also felt lobbying pressure from a well-organized group of Indian workers in his district. His tweet was swamped by angry criticisms from Americans and accumulated 5.4 million views. Murphy did not respond to questions from Breitbart News. Murphy defended his pro-H-1B tweet, prompting more pushback from Americans who have worked as managers and professionals within companies that use the H-1B program to hire a no-rights workforce from India and China. But Murphy admitted that the U.S. government turns to H-1Bs because it has not trained enough Americans. H-1B workers are hired by U.S. executives for multiple reasons. The H-1B workers accept lower wages than Americans because they prefer to work in the United States and because they hope that their employers will nominate them for the government-granted prize of citizenship. They are also preferred because they have little legal or cultural authority to argue against C-suite managers or company policies, such as hospital rules against expensive treatments. American doctors have more control, said Jay Palmer, an expert on the day-to-day operation of the visa programs. U.S. companies are controlling them, they're telling them what to do. They are robots of corporate America. Roughly one quarter of doctors in the United States have been imported from poor countries that face medical shortages. Thousands of American applicants are rejected by medical schools, and thousands of Americans who pass their medical tests are blocked from working because they cannot get training residencies at U.S. hospitals. In many large hospital chains, the professional power of American doctors has been destroyed by the arrival of dispassionate doctors from non-Christian societies, he added. Immigration has destroyed workplace professionalism, destroyed workplace ethics because the companies control their immigration status, he said. In the medical sector, officials have purposely decided not to invest in more doctors, said Kevin Lin, the founder of U.S. Teach Workers, and an advocate for U.S. medical graduates. The production of doctors is expensive, partly because the federal government funds a limited number of hospital residencies where newly qualified American doctors must begin training for their careers with patients. So far, Congress has chosen not to fund additional residencies, or even to train all the people who wish to become nurses. There is vast government-confirmed local and systemic fraud throughout the visa worker programs, for decades, both by U.S. companies and by foreign employees. Much of the fraud is hidden within Indian societies, partly because India's government relies heavily on visa workers to grow its economy. The growing use of imported white-collar workers pushes many American STEM, business, and healthcare graduates out of the middle class and far from entrepreneurship and management careers. The replacement inflow also helps the corporate directors shift more investment and middle-class jobs to India, regardless of the damage to critical national strengths, including professionalism, innovation, privacy, and national security. Trump's DOJ deputies have promised to sharpen their focus on white-collar migration crimes. Last week, Trump said the nation needs more automation to grow the economy amid less migration. We're going to need robots to make our economy run because we do not have enough people, he told Breitbart News, adding. We don't have enough people to do it. So we have to get efficient. We'll probably add to the existing workforce through robotically. It's going to be robotically. It's going to be big. Then, somebody is going to have to make the robots. The whole thing, it feeds on itself. We're going to streamline things. We need efficiency. This is complicated, said Lin. Editor's note, this story has been updated.